This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun shines bright, making it a perfect day to be outside. Tonight, expect a warm night across much of the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack and hostage situation, has died from wounds sustained in a July airstrike, according to the IDF. This report comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the Ali Tahar Ridge is central in negotiations. A Hezbollah withdrawal is a condition for a framework agreement, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Bezalel Smotrich kept a secret from his wife about Israel's plans to go to war with Iran. Separately, Walla reports on the shifting political landscape in South America, highlighting Colombia's recognition of Israel's sovereignty in the Golan as a new opportunity amid past tensions. And finally, I-24 News notes that Defense Minister Katz is preparing a plan to transfer civilian enforcement in the West Bank from the IDF to the Israeli police. Here's what people are saying online. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago, emphasizing the phrase, never again, is now. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea, an IDF spokesperson, shared insight from earlier today on the IDF's operations across various fronts, maintaining readiness from Gaza to South Lebanon. Middle East 24, a regional news account, reflected on the Abraham Accords, noting 6 years since their inception and advocating for expanding regional peace and cooperation. Now for more on those stories, starting with the news from the IDF. They have confirmed the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha. He was responsible for holding hostages during the October 7th attack. The Times of Israel notes this airstrike took place in July, marking a significant blow to Hamas leadership. This development might impact ongoing tensions in the region, affecting future negotiations. Turning to the Ali Tahar Ridge negotiations. The Saudi newspaper Ashark al-Osat reports that Hezbollah's withdrawal from the ridge is pivotal. This area houses an underground military facility. The outcome of these talks could reshape security dynamics along the Lebanese border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post uncovers a personal angle in Israel's military strategy. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich reportedly kept plans for potential conflict with Iran secret from his family. This revelation hints at the gravity of decisions within Israeli leadership circles. In South America, Walla highlights a shift in diplomatic relations. Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty in the Golan Heights marks a turning point. This could open doors for stronger ties, but past tensions with other countries remain a cautionary backdrop. Lastly, Defense Minister Katz's initiative to shift enforcement roles in the West Bank comes into focus. I-24 News reports that this move could redefine military and police responsibilities, impacting day-to-day life for residents in the area. On the economic front, first, Katek reports on Silverfort co-founder Yaron Kastner's insights on AI. He argues against panic, suggesting constructive development to keep AI beneficial. Separately, Israel Hayom Business delves into the Vienna missing persons case. Concerns over an Israeli bank employee have caused Bank Jerusalem stock to plummet, raising fears in the financial community. And finally, Globes reports that El Al has canceled its new Hanoi route. Security clearance issues force the airline to halt operations, despite significant investment. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.